أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرجهم. This is the first chapter of the book Where is My Doctor. First of all, thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I was born a Muslim. Thanks to Him for giving me unlimited opportunities to repent and turn back. Thanks to Him for guiding me to the right paths. Thanks to Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam for being there for me in the hard times. And thanks to them that they never let go of me, even though I did. Thanks to them alayhi salam that they care for me beyond words. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Before we begin the chapter, there's a short note for the readers. So let me read the note for the readers first. In this era of information explosion and the internet, people have accustomed themselves with simple style reading. Gone are those days when books were published only for academic purposes and content with terminologies and superfluous words would fill the pages. While the authors took pride in their incomprehensible content, the readers took pride in being able to analyze the content and present their multifaceted understanding of it. We still find from time to time a quote or so hanging on people's wall, like, "Know thyself," or "I think, therefore I am." However, today people read for different reasons. They read to relax. They read to enjoy. They read because they like reading. They read because they wish to know more, or to learn something new, or to understand difficult things easily, or to understand the simple things in even more simple ways. The purpose of this book and the books to come is to present the matter to the readers in a simple form, such that it can be easily understood, digested, and implemented. The idea is not to flaunt one's writing skills or collection of verbiage, but to attain a simple purpose, the purpose of ensuring a clear understanding of the content by the readers. One may aim for the content of the book to be understood by all. However, I believe one should aim at none misunderstanding it. With that said, I wish you the joy of reading, for nothing can replace the joy of reading and learning, especially when the learning leads you closer to the one and only infinite entity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's begin with chapter 1. The chapter 1 title, Race to Win. Progress has become the norm of the world, and man in this progressive world may feel that they are heading in a particular definite direction, while on the other hand, they also feel a little lost, especially when they are faced with simple questions. Either they choose not to give way to these questions, or that they choose to ignore them when they arise. However, time and again, it is these simple or fundamental questions that matter the most. These are the questions that ensure that we are headed in the right direction. They are like our guiding compass. Questions like, why am I a Muslim? What makes me a Muslim? Why was I created? Why does man exist? What is the purpose of life? What if I live my life without a purpose? If there is one God, then why are there so many religions? And so on. After 1400 years of Islam, if an ordinary Muslim is asked, why are you a Muslim? What do you think their answer would be? If they are asked, why do you worship your God? What would they reply? It is these questions that we avoid. It is these questions that we run from. As a child, I had hundreds and thousands of questions, and at every given opportunity, I would reach out to the Imam Jamaat or an Islamic scholar and ask them these questions. They would either very calmly reply, you are too young for these questions, my dear, or they would say, you would not understand the answer. Or they would say, one must not ask questions regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Which led me to believe that Islam does not have answers to all my questions. By the time I was in my teenage, I had come to believe that Islam does not have answers to any questions at all. Islam is a blind faith and you have to blindly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. However, these questions never went away. They might have been on the back seat, but they were there. And after a decade, they came back again. I choose to ignore them and get busy with my educational life. especially with the intense competition in the university, one cannot take the risk of diversion or distraction. I convinced myself that I will definitely get back to these questions when I get some time on hand. Let me first get over with my exams and maybe get a good job, and then inshallah I'll have enough time in hand where I can sit back and give a thought to these questions. But life just seem to be stuck in a vicious cycle, a kind of a never-ending rat race, where every time we think that we are about to end the race, we realize that the race is about to begin. We have to gear up and get ready, else we will lose the race. No matter how hard we try, the cycle never breaks and the race never ends. We try harder, hoping to finish the race. However, we forget that everybody is trying harder at the same time. Everybody wants to finish the race. Not just finish it, but win it. We barely realize what we've missed on the way or what we've sacrificed until it's too late. My wife used to work in a multinational corporation. One day her boss asked her to come past midnight to attend a client call, and she said it's not possible for her to work at such hours. He lashed back at her, stating, With this kind of approach, how do you expect to grow in your career? Learn something from your seniors. Look at me. I invest so many extra hours at work that I lost count of them. I'll leave home before my son wakes up, and by the time I am back, he's already asleep. One has to dedicate oneself to work. My wife politely replied, tomorrow if your son asks you, father, what was more important to you, your work or your son, what would you reply to him? And she left the room. We talk about all the sacrifices one had to make to achieve success in their career or life, which include their peace of mind, their quality time with family, so on and so forth. However, what we forget to mention is the amount of religion we have sacrificed to gain the worldly pleasures. We barely pause to think about our life. Am I living to work, or am I working to live happily? Again, it's these questions that we avoid and run from. This book is aimed at asking questions that we have been avoiding and running away from. So today let me invite you to the world of questions, where we are free to ask anything and everything and free to learn the answers that my heart has been yearning for years to know. I invite you to the joy of asking and learning. I invite you to the bliss of knowledge. Inshallah, the next content will be presented in the next chapter. Until then, iltimas-e dua, Khuda Hafiz.